people who ignored an initial warning to evacuate the area closest to a volcano on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent now have raced to get clear today after a day after it erupted with an explosion that shook the ground, spewed ash skyward, and blanketed the island in a layer of fine volcanic rock. And as many as 60 countries might be stalled at the first shots of their coronavirus vaccinations because nearly all deliveries through the global program intended to help the world's poorest nations are blocked until as late as June. This is SRN News.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. Watch Church People at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. Use promo code MOVIE for additional savings.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. IRL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. are. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for this evening and tonight calling for the risk of some widely scattered thunder showers around. Overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow should be a better day with partial sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Monday, we start off the week on a nice note with a high temperature near 80, and it looks like a dry day as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville, offering massages, manicures, pedicures, facials, and world-class hair care. They are an upscale salon and spa without the upscale price. Their stylist commitment to continuing education keeps them inspired, on trend, and ready to help you achieve the style you're after. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Learn more about their services at williammasonsalon.com. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, keeping you on your toes, huh? Actually, I inadvertently started a second set of commercials, so now we have a long segment we can play stuff. So, I've talked about this before, stories about kids who have memories of a past life. And I ran across this one, I think, on the Peers website. It's a young boy who lived a former life as a World War II pilot in Japan. Listen to this. This is fascinating. Provided I can get it played and not mess it up.
Whatever.
There you go.
I wish you could see what
James was
doing
right now.
11-year-old James Leininger looks and acts like most boys his age, but beneath his playful spirit is a very deep soul.
And I said, you know, I'm really glad you're my son, and I'm just really fun to have you as my son. And he says, well, he said, I know, that's why I picked you.
When we first met Bruce, Andrea, and James in 2005, his passion for World War II fighter planes was obvious.
I can beat the Japanese easy as pie.
The fascination began when he was a toddler.
The pilot put him on?
James seemed intimately familiar with the aircrafts.
He started doing these little drawings of airplanes shooting at other airplanes were being shot down. Bombing ships, you see men parachuting. Here's another one where planes are dropping bombs. This is a carrier.
The violent drawings were followed by extreme night terrors.
He would just be crying. He'd say, airplane crash on fire, a little man can't get out. He laid on his back and kicked up at the ceiling, and he goes, Mama, the little man's going like this. And he laid on his back and kicked his feet up. The little man's going, ooh, 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 can't get out. And I said, well, who's the little man, baby? And he goes, me. I thought Bruce and I were just going to faint.
They questioned, what kind of plane?
Corsair.
Why did your airplane crash?
My plane was shot down.
Who shot your plane?
He looked at me like I was a village idiot. He said,
the Japanese.
Where did he take off from a boat?
Do you remember the name of your boat? He said, Natoma.
And his name?
He always said James, but his name is James.
Stunned by his son's words, Bruce tracked down veterans of the USS Natoma Bay.
I wanted to disprove it.
Columbus, Ohio native Leo Pyatt served on the ship.
He asked a few questions about, did I know some of the people? Oh, yeah, I remember those people. Yes, there was a Jim Houston, or rather large shell. Just hit him in the engine, and it burst into flames and went down.
It was all real. James Houston, born and raised in the Midwest, was shot down over Chichijima, Japan.
He got very quiet.
The Leiningers were speechless again when James met Natoma Bay veterans and recognized them by name.
You're Bob Greenwald. I'm serious.
He'd never met Bob Greenwald.
No, he'd never met him before.
They tracked down James Houston's sister, Anne.
And he goes, it's not Anne, it's Annie. She wasn't my oldest sister. I had an older sister than that. And I said, you did? Who was that? And he goes, Ruth. I mean Ruth.
Annie is what they called me when I was little. Knowing my name and my sister's name, things that my brother did when he was a kid. It's too amazing to describe.
James recalled his favorite childhood possessions, and when we spoke to them via Skype, they shared one specific story involving James Houston's mother.
Annie had sent James the picture that her mother had painted of James Houston, and when James got it, he called Annie to thank her, and he said, where's the one Mom painted of you? And so she went and found it and sent a copy, and later on she told us that no one in the world except her brother and sister knew that there was an identical picture of Annie when she was the same age.
Amazing stories like that caught the attention of Japanese filmmakers. Not long after our story aired, they flew James and his entire family to Chichijima, Japan, and the site of James Houston's plane crash.
Took a tour of the island, got up on a ridge overlooking the harbor. James said, this is where the planes flew in the day my plane was shot down.
Without any help, James knew exactly where the plane crashed. They held a memorial service and dropped flowers over the wreckage.
And James just got so emotional and just lost it. And it was just the most heart-wrenching thing.
But when it was over,
it was cathartic.
You know, it still gives me goosebumps to think that we actually got there and we were there and we were able to close the loop, especially for James, that it was something really important to him.
And when they returned, the death and destruction pictures were replaced with this.
No. There's dolphins and there's the Japanese ship has its flags flying.
At James's urging, they put all of this and many more incredible stories on paper and published this new book, Soul Survivor.
I hope that it helps people understand
the meaning of how precious life is, how fast it can just blow away.
The Leiningers say they aren't promoting reincarnation. Before James, they didn't believe in it.
And I really believe that there's a purpose to this story, and that the God that created us wants this story told.
And I also hope that it opens people's eyes up to reincarnation.
You do?
Yeah, I hope it opens people's eyes up to the fact that reincarnation can happen. It is a possibility. It's not a lie.
Suzanne Stratford, Fox 8 News.
You know, I don't know what to think about that. In a way, I think maybe there are a certain number of souls. Souls are so precious because, like I've always told you, we have that little thread of God, and that's all caps running through us. So maybe there are a certain number of souls that when people die, God puts them into the newborn. I don't know. You know, I'm not professing to know what God does. God's going to do what he wants to do. I have no idea. I'm not about to guess. I'm not about to put words in God's mouth. I'm an insignificant speck in the world compared to God. So I don't know how things roll as far as God goes, but it makes sense to me that we're washed, or the soul gets cleansed or washed before it gets sent back into a newborn. And maybe they missed this one. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't know how it works, but this kid was obviously a World War II aviator. It's the only thing I can glean out of that story. And yes, I will put that, I will link that on the official Clearing the Air site whenever I get an opportunity here. Let's see. You know, I guess I should go ahead and play the other, yeah, since I've got a 13 minutes uninterrupted. Let's go ahead and listen to, first I'm going to do a short little JFK thing. Listen to this. That's Jack Ruby.
And have such a material motive for putting me in a position I'm in.
Jack Ruby wanted to go back to D.C. They wouldn't let him. He wanted to tell who set him up. They wouldn't let him.
Are these people in very high positions, Jack?
Yes.
We're not a free country anymore, because the people who are smart enough and powerful enough to take out a president like that and get away with it for 25 years are probably involved in other areas of the government. In other words, the country is being run by people we did not vote for.
Colonel Fletcher Prouty was Chief of Special Operations of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during Kennedy's presidency. He believes even more powerful forces were ultimately responsible.
With sufficient power to operate the cover-up ever after. Because you see, there's one thing to kill somebody. It's another thing to cover up the fact that you did it or that you hired somebody to do it. And that's more difficult. So they use the device of the Warren Commission report to cover up their hired killers. Now, who would hire the killers and who has the power to put the Warren Commission report out over the top of the whole story? You see, you're dealing with a very high echelon of power. It doesn't necessarily reside in any government. It doesn't necessarily reside in any single corporate institution, but it seems to reside in a blend of the two. Otherwise, how could you have gotten people like the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to participate in the cover-up, the police in Dallas to participate in the cover-up, etc., and the media? You know, all the media, not just one or two newspapers, but none of them will print the story that other than Oswald killed the president with three bullets, something that's absolutely untrue.
There can be the overthrow of a government, that there can be a coup d'etat in America, that in fact did happen through the assassination of President Kennedy. In order to prevent that kind of thing from happening again, in order to expose the forces that were responsible for that kind of murder and the kind of cover-up that has ensued in the following 25 years, it's necessary to expose it. Otherwise, we can have the same thing repeated again. Therefore, in the same fashion that we have exposed problems and scandals involved with Watergate, problems in Vietnam, problems in Central America, problems in the overthrow of governments elsewhere like Allende in Chile, and on and on and on, so must we expose that same kind of political assassination in our country. As painful as it may be, as disruptive as it might be in a transitory nature, as embarrassing as it might be to certain individuals and organizations in the United States government, that has to be uncovered.
The people who I think had most to gain as they saw it were the military-industrial intelligence complex. It's a myth that the intelligence agents don't make policy. They make it all the time. They always say they're carrying out policy, and sometimes they are. The people who had most to gain were those who didn't want the peace in the world that John Kennedy had tried to turn the world toward when he and Khrushchev worked out the solution to the Cuban Missile Crisis. The people who didn't want John Kennedy to be president were those who were making incredible fortunes from war production. None of the things that the critics brought to light were treated responsibly by any responsible element of the press. Substantial criticism never had a voice. And that's what the working of a democratic society requires. Most of all, when it's a crime of the magnitude of the subversiveness of this one, the assassination of a president.
A handful of critics and researchers in this case have gotten remarkably far on their own. But if the press would just be honest about it and question and do their job, we could learn a lot more. The fact of the assassination conspiracy is beyond doubt. Only the scope is in question.
It is so difficult to hear the true story, the accurate story of the assassination of the president. People just don't realize, first of all, that the assassination of the president is a function of government around the world. Whether they want to believe that or not, it is. And so to find that a man is killed by a professional hit team, and I'm not talking about Americans, I'm talking about a hit team that's stateless, they're purposely trained to be stateless. That's part of the job. You can kill them with a gun easy. But next is, there has to be a cover story. There has to be a story that goes out that takes care of events so people will believe that story, as they've been trying to have us believe the story of Lee Oswald. But it takes more than that, because people keep asking questions, they have to keep putting the answers in there, and they have to be reasonable.
Yep, that's where a press, a controlled, totally controlled and treasonous mainstream media comes in. They would not have gotten away with it had it not been for the treasonous and totally controlled media. Yes, they were controlled back then, too. They lied about the paraffin test that Oswald passed. They claimed he didn't pass it. Yes, he did. He had not fired a weapon. All kind of, and I told you last week, CBS actually, the day they released the Warren Report, CBS ran this program purportedly proving that a single shooter could have done it. And it's impossible. There was too many shots, especially with a POS like a Mannlicher Carcana, one of the worst weapons ever made. Anyway, yeah, they killed Kennedy, no question about it. The agency, multiple shooters. There were at least three teams. I'm reading that there were five teams. I'm not sure. But they were in the Dowtex building. They were up in the book depository building. They were behind the grassy knoll. They were in several different locations. Triangulation of fire. They killed him. Anyway, let's move on from that. Let's get into what I was talking about earlier, the Water Report. Give me a minute here and let me find it. But as I said, Jason turned me on to this, and I had no idea. I mean, I've always gotten the water reports and just kind of, threw it to the side like people do. Never really paid that much attention to it. And Jason brought up the fact that, they don't have aluminum in it anymore. They've always had aluminum. Why don't they have aluminum in it? Well, it's a good question. Here we go. Okay, now remember, as I've said repeatedly, there is a depopulation agenda ongoing on this planet. Also remember, I've told you our local water quality report no longer lists the level of aluminum. Groundbreaking investigation finds alarming levels of arsenic, lead, and toxic chemicals in United States tap water. April 5th, 2021. This is from Waking Times. This is from Megan Redshaw, Children's Health Defense, Waking Times. On Tuesday, The Guardian released the results of a 9-month investigation conducted jointly with Consumer Reports, which showed alarming levels of heavy metals like arsenic, lead, and chemicals from plastic PFAS in drinking water samples from across America. According to The Guardian, millions of people face serious water quality problems in the U.S. because of contamination, deteriorating infrastructure, and inadequate treatments at water plants. As part of the study, Consumer Reports and The Guardian selected 120 volunteers to provide tap water samples, which were then tested for heavy metals like lead and arsenic contaminants, PFAS, a group of compounds found in hundreds of household products that are linked to learning delays in children, cancer, and other health problems. The samples came from water systems that service more than 19 million Americans. A total of 118 of the 120 samples analyzed had concerning levels of PFAS, arsenic, and lead exceeding safety thresholds set by CR scientists and other health experts. Almost every sample had measurable levels of PFAS, and more than 35% of the samples contained the potentially toxic forever chemicals at levels that exceeded CR's maximum safety threshold. About 8% contained arsenic at levels above the recommended maximum. One tested water sample in New Britain, Connecticut, had a lead concentration of 31.2 parts per billion, more than double the EPA's action level of 15 ppb, and 25 ppb higher than the water quality report sent to people who use the water. So in other words, they lied about what was in their water when they sent them the quality report. So I don't know if it's better or worse that our locals just deleted the aluminum altogether instead of giving us a bogus number. Let me continue. In response to these findings, EPA spokesperson Andrea Drinkard, that's a funny name for something, never mind, said 93% of the population supplied by community water systems get water that meets all health-based standards all of the time. Really? And that the agency has set standards for more than 90 contaminants, which includes arsenic and lead, but not PFAS. However, according to an analysis of more than 140,000 public water systems published by The Guardian in February, millions of people in America are drinking water that fails to meet federal health standards, including limits for dangerous contaminants. Unreal. Doesn't surprise me at all, folks. Doesn't surprise me at all. Now, PFAS, the reason it's so dangerous is it increases risk of cancer, thyroid disease, high cholesterol, liver damage, kidney disease, low birth weight babies, immune suppression, ulcerative colitis, and pregnancy-induced hypertension. My God. Do you think the powers that shouldn't be, do you think they don't know this is going on? Of course they know this is going on. You better believe it. All right, moving on. I did not know this, and I found this week, I listened to some of Ghislaine Maxwell's stuff. You know who she is. Epstein's mistress, wife, whatever she was. The one that procured the young women for him to molest, okay? When she was in court, here's what they asked her when she was on the stand in court. Are you a citizen of the United States? She said yes. Are you a citizen of England? She said yes. And then they asked her, are you a citizen of any other land? And she said, yes, Terramar, T-E-R-R-A-M-A-R. So what or where is Terramar? Good question. It has something to do with the ocean. She's involved, or she was involved, in this big global cabal that looks after the contaminants in our ocean. It has something to do with the oceans. It makes me wonder, have they built some underwater place that they have named Terramar? We don't know. But why would she say that? Why would she answer that? That's interesting to me. Terramar. What the heck does that mean, Edgar? Nobody knows, except her and a bunch of other people. Maybe it's an underwater city. I don't know. But speaking of cities, when we get back from this big break, we're going to talk about smart cities. Now, we've talked about smart technology quite a bit in the past 6 years, and especially the smart appliances that use this technology. See, technology has been hijacked by the dark side, and it's being used against us right now. And all of these smart appliances, which the plan right now has all of us being forced to buy, because these things, they communicate with the central controller because they listen to what we say, they watch what we do. It's scary, folks. But when we get back from this break, I'm going to talk about this a little bit and kind of where this is headed and what the plans are. It's interesting. To be honest with you, it's scary as hell. All right, I'll be back. No pun intended.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC.
Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Brian dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
I love overpriced stuff. Avocado. Designer t-shirts, artisanal water, you name it. That's why I get my internet from the other guys. Paying more for the same stuff. What could be better?
Wow is better. Because for just $29.99 per month, we give you the super fast, reliable internet you need and the awesome customer service you deserve. Switch to Internet 100 for just $29.99 per month. And now, learn how to get $150 on us at wowway.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Duvall's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duvall's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces just in time for barbecue season. COVID was hard on everyone, but it's time for a new year and to invest in your family's living space and create something awesome. Duvall's Landscapes will help you choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, or whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvallsLandscapes.com today or call 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Get your home ready for family and friends and make memories with your new outside oasis from Duvall's Landscapes. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you by offering beautiful long needle straw delivered and installed for just $20 per roll or $10.50 for just the roll. Call Duvall's today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for this evening and tonight calling for the risk of some widely scattered thunder showers around. Overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow should be a better day with partial sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Monday, we start off the week on a nice note with a high temperature near 80, and it looks like a dry day as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Okay, welcome back to the program. Now, as I said, we're going to be forced to buy these smart appliances, which will communicate with a central hub. They're going to be able to listen to what we say, watch what we do. As a matter of fact, For years now, I've been reading reports from people who bought smart TVs and have taken the back of them off and found cameras installed in them. Now, I personally haven't experienced that. Of course, I haven't taken any smart TVs apart. I don't have the money to go blow on a TV to take apart. But people that I know and trust have told me this, so I'm only assuming it's true. But these days, you really have to see it, and then you don't know if you can believe it, even if you see it. But these various appliances can perform specific functions, like, for instance, the fridge can read everything you put in it. It'll have a code, because everything's going to be IoT, the Internet of Things. So whatever you put in your refrigerator will have some kind of code that it can read, and it will know what you have inside of it. So when you run out of something, the machine no longer senses that it's there. It can reorder automatically for you. And that's just one of the examples of the so-called benefits that they're going to use to sell us on this marvelous, innovative, smart system. In other words, it's another usurped advance being used to control us, folks, and nothing more. I found this article on the American Vagabond channel. A push for a smart city future is being engineered by international organizations like the World Economic Forum, who, as we know, are the architects of the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab. To better understand the dangers of smart cities and innovative zones, the public is being driven towards a smart city future, which we are told will end systemic racism, overcrowding, pollution, and crime. Really? Well, there are legitimate concerns with the smart city movement. Without proper protections, this vision will spell the end of privacy, the end of property ownership, and the end of freedom of movement. And this, of course, is the dream of the World Economic Forum and their partners at the United Nations. In a future where all towns and cities are outfitted with the latest smart tech, fighting to maintain privacy and freedom of movement is crucial. It's also important to understand that the innovation zones, special economic zones, and smart cities, this is all part of the Great Reset's vision. And believe me, they've already started doing this in America already. So how do these emerging technologies and concepts play a role in fomenting the centralized authoritarian vision imagined by the talking heads at the WEF? Well, they promote them as an urban environment which uses data and emerging technology to improve the quality of life for citizens, share information with the public, drive economic growth, and build a more inclusive society. The city would involve the use of technology such as the aforementioned Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, and drones to improve citizens' lives and solve the challenges of today while preparing to address those of tomorrow. Good Lord. The World Economic Forum, the architects of the BS COVID pandemic, the Great Reset, and a host of other international public-private partnerships have been promoting the concept as a solution for fighting climate change for years. The COVID-19 operation has helped further cement the idea that our cities and infrastructure are unsustainable, so we must upgrade to smart cities. Yet another reason for the pandemic. In June 2019, they announced that they were collaborating with the leadership of the G20 to build a new global effort to establish universal norms and guidelines for implementation of smart city technology. I told you this 6 years ago. This is where we were headed. And the COVID thing is only yet another tool that they've unveiled to help push us towards that. As I told you earlier in the program, this is the Hegelian dialectic. This is what they wanted all along, and they throw the COVID out there and then call for this to be a solution to the problem that they themselves created, the COVID. Certificate of Vaccination Identification. COVID is a bioweapon. It's fired off by 5G. But you can't put that on Facebook. They'll remove it and put you in Facebook jail if you even mention 5G has anything to do with COVID, which just to me proves the point, right? So they formed something called the Global Smart Cities Alliance, which was formed to establish global standards for data collection, foster greater transparency and public trust, good luck with that, and promote best practices in smart city governance. The WEF and the Smart Cities Alliance describe the need for smart city technology as follows, and I quote, "To support their booming urban populations, many cities have come to rely on the Internet of Things. That is, the world's ever-expanding network of connected devices to collect, share, and analyze real-time data on urban environments. The data gathered using IoT technology is helping these smart cities to combat crime, reduce pollution, Freudian slip, decreased traffic congestion and improved disaster preparedness and more. However, it's also raising concerns about privacy, security, and other risks. Because without proper governance, these smart city technologies pose significant challenges that can easily outweigh their benefits. Imagine that. Despite the growing number of smart cities around the world, no global framework exists for regulating how data should be collected in public spaces, such as, by the way, traffic cameras, Wi-Fi hotspots. Just remember this, folks. Anything wireless that you throw out there, all they've got to do is snatch it, and it's theirs, and it's not illegal. That's why I hate wireless devices. I hate the cloud. You know, the last time I bought an iPod, and it's probably been 10 years, I bought an iPod Touch. I bought the 64 gig. And even now, when I go to iTunes and I pay 99 cents to download a song, sometimes when I go to play it, it's not there. It's out there on the cloud. Well, I don't want any of my stuff on the cloud. I want all my stuff in my device because I bought it. It's mine. I don't want it being stored somewhere. Anytime you store something in a cloud, it's theirs. It's right there for them. You've given it to them. You've opened the pages to the document and laid it before them. All they got to do is read it. That's a terrible thing to do. And these traffic cameras, Wi-Fi hotspots. When we had this last break, I went downstairs to check traffic. When you look up and down I-85, every single pole has a pod on top with cameras and a little antenna poking up. And I think there's two, maybe four cameras on every one of those pods. Why? Why do we need all those cameras? Why do they need license plate readers and cameras at the entrance to neighborhoods under the Neighborhood Watch Program? Why? Because let me tell you something. If some, God forbid, you get broken into, good luck getting any access to any of the stuff that's been collected by those cameras or any of those devices. 9 times out of 10, you won't be able to get it. Somebody's got it. Where did it go? Oh, that's right. It went to the old St. Margaret's Hospital in the FEMA Fusion Center. That's where it went. It's not about stopping crime. It's about them watching your comings and goings and knowing what you do. When we had the Neighborhood Watch meeting and we were told that this is what they want us to do, we had the freaking police chief come to a Neighborhood Watch meeting to convince us we needed license plate readers and a camera going into our basically crime-free neighborhood, one way in, one way out, 67 houses. I was one of two people. Just the other guy was a friend of mine that lived in the neighborhood. We both said, we don't need this. Why do we need to spend $6,000 on these things? Why do we need these? And I told everybody, do you not understand that this is for our watch? And what was said to me was, well, we don't have anything to hide. I don't care if they know when we come and go. Well, you may not now, but there's going to come a time where you're really going to care if they know when you come and go. Like maybe a lockdown, maybe, something like that, maybe, just maybe. But again, my words fell on deaf ears. I also explained to them that according to our own government's documents, if you homeschool, you're a domestic terrorist. They didn't believe that either. They didn't believe anything I told them. I don't know if they do now or not. Really doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. Smart cities. In November 2020, they selected 36 cities to pioneer the new global policy roadmap for smart cities developed by the G20 Global Smart City Alliance. Yeah, we're talking Barcelona, Spain, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dubai, London, imagine that, Mexico City. London, by the way, is the financial capital of the New World Order. The Vatican is the religious center headquarters for the New World Order. And the hammer of the whole earth, the military arm of the New World Order, is, of all places, Mystery Babylon, America. Mystery Babylon is described in the Bible as the hammer of the whole earth. That would be America. That would be our military. And once again, it's a break time. Well, let's see. San Jose, United States. How about that? This is just crazy. And we can stop it. We just have to get together, which is why they keep bringing up racism, 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 racism. They have to keep us divided, folks. They have to. We represent the only bona fide threat on this planet. Now, Christ, when he comes, there's going to be a new world order, but it's going to be the real new world order. Till he gets here, we represent the only bona fide threat to these people, and they know it, which is why they're keeping us separated. Be back in 3 minutes.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on that beautiful Alabama River. Let me jump to the river news. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, Randy Branch and the Oakley Hill Band are going to be here. That's right, old Randy Branch is back in town. Been a while since he's been here. He'll be singing all his old favorite songs he's written and a few that you hadn't heard in a long time. So y'all check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com. You'll see we got some shows coming up. John Namath, Tommy Talton. That's some killer shows coming up for the next few Sundays. Also, we're going to be renting out pontoon boats these pretty afternoons or pretty mornings. Get down here and rent you a boat and enjoy the river. Before it gets to be July and August and it's too hot, and you say, I should have jumped in it in there when I had a chance. Let's talk about the RV park. Bring your RV down here and enjoy a weekend with us, or it's a little longer, a little shorter, however you feel like coming. So y'all get down here soon. We're cooking up fresh seafood, fried, steamed, and grilled. Easy to get to. Get down here soon. Come hungry. We've been missing you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Clear in the Air. Guys, I've got so much stuff I haven't covered. We're going to have to maybe push back phone calls. I think I'm going to need another hour. Plus, I haven't played the McInerney thing that you really need to hear. Plus, I've got some stuff that's a little scary. Let me get into that right now. I saw a video yesterday that a guy shot at a FedEx facility. He took the camera and he went over to crate after crate after crate full of these boxes that were, I don't know, maybe a foot tall, 6 inches wide. Every one of them was identical, and on the side of them it said cadaver bags. FedEx is shipping thousands of cases of body bags across the U.S., most likely in preparation of mass deaths as the government gets ready for the mass rollout of COVID-19 vaccines and Biden's 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days of office. Now, this, take it as they say here, take into consideration, this is just one FedEx facility. But I saw the video, and the guy took the camera and just, you know, panoramic view crates, just cases after cases of cadaver bags. That goes along with maybe 10, 15 years ago, somebody in Atlanta going to a railroad facility and showing all the plastic coffins that were stacked there. Thousands of them. They've been preparing for something, a mass casualty event, for a very long time. And I got to tell you, they're using COVID for a lot of stuff, and I'm wondering if this isn't yet another purpose for COVID, is to cull the population. Speaking of that, do you remember, we've talked about it on here, the Deagle, D-E-A-G-L-E, Deagle.com, their website. Now, Deagle is like a Jane's Military, but it's online. It tells you all the big countries. It tells you their capabilities, how many soldiers they have, the weaponry they have, the gross national product, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's like a go-to page for somebody that wants to know everything about a country. Well, interestingly enough, it lists population. Well, it also has a predicted population via 2025. Now, according to Deagle, the population of the United States in 2025 is going to be about 85% less than it was when they predicted this some 3 or 4 years ago. What's even scarier is North Korea's population. They're not going to have a population. Zero. So are they planning on us and North Korea going at it? Because it sure looks like it. Something's going on there, and I've got something on that if I could just dadgum find it. I've got so much stuff I've stuck back for this program, and I'm just trying to find it. Here we go, World War III. Well, over the weekend, hacktivist group Anonymous released a new video. Now, you can think what you want about Anonymous, but they've been pretty spot on with what they've been saying. This video is urging people around the world to prepare for World War III, warning that the United States is maneuvering its military for battle. And I quote, "All the signs of a looming war on the Korean Peninsula are surfacing," the group claims in a 6-minute clip. "Unlike previous world wars, although there will be ground troops, the battle is likely to be fierce, brutal, and quick. It will also be globally devastating on environmental and economic levels," Anonymous warns. Now, the FreeThoughtProject.com reports, for more than a decade, North Korea has been unsuccessfully attempting to move its military might to the world through a series of failed missile launches, nuclear proliferation, and threats to anyone who attempts to come near their border. And for more than half a century, the United States has enabled it. In spite of threatening nuclear war on the world, most countries have never acted. However, the Trump administration appears to want it to have changed that. Now, tensions between us and North Korea continue to rise, almost intentionally, as the U.S. rattles the saber at crazy Kim Jong-un. And as I wrote when I wrote this down, Deagle.com, 85% less. So they've been threatening the USS Michigan. They've been threatening our submarines. You got to wonder what's going on. It's going to be devastating if there's any kind of nuclear war. Let's hope that that's not going to happen. But you really have to wonder why Deagle had those listed. Because remember, anything done in North Korea is going to bring the Chinese into it. As a matter of fact, their foreign minister warned that an armed conflict with North Korea may break out at any moment, urging Washington to tone down their rhetoric and realize that there would be a big price to pay if a new Korean War were to start. Now, shortly after that, China issued a notice to its citizens asking them to leave North Korea at once. Interesting. Very interesting. So, let's hope that Anonymous is wrong. And I found this article. It was in my the Biblio thing I get every Saturday. As most of you probably know, there are two things I dislike more than just about anything else on this planet. One is a bully, and the other is a hypocrite. And I will never be the former, and I pray that I never become the latter. And I have not been a very good person most of my life. My ledger is overloaded on the bad deed side versus the good deed side, if that makes sense. Now, I'm telling you all this because this next bit of truth plays into one of my character flaws, and that is my berating myself for doing something stupid, beating myself up for no apparent reason, that kind of stuff. And we've talked about how we can mold our own human experience just with our thoughts. Now, the author of this article uses a great term, and he calls it a thought audit. And I love that. So check this out. How many thoughts do you have every day? And how many of those thoughts are ones you are consciously aware of? How many of them are helpful to you or helpful to others? How many of them are harmful? Taking this path of self-inquiry can help you perform a thought audit, where you assess whether your current life circumstances are being improved or worsened by your thoughts. Self-responsibility is the mark of an evolved person who takes ownership of the way they feel and what they experience. Your thoughts are the most powerful form of energy in the multiverse. They can create something from nothing, which is a remarkable feat when you think about it. Everything you see in the world that is both tangible and intangible emerged out of thought. You can also expand this out on a macrocosmic scale and say that the Earth, the solar system, the galaxy, universe, multiverse, were also created thanks to conscious creative thought. Now, the famous Indian yogi Paramham Yoginin once said, since you alone are responsible for your thoughts, only you can change them. This understanding of self-responsibility holds the power to change both how you feel and what you experience. Every thought you have is either bringing you closer to God or pushing you away from God. Rather than this being something terrible, it's actually extraordinary and remarkable. It means that the power is completely within you to experience life the exact way you wish to. Reality is incredibly malleable, and you have quite a lot of say on what you experience. Think of yourself as being a magnet. In fact, your body is a massive electromagnet, with your heart and brain being the two largest electromagnetic fields within your toroidal energy system. By being a magnet, you are attracting your experience by whatever your dominant thoughts are. Now, resonance is a fundamental dynamic of reality, and there's always a push for things to get into resonance with one another. This is why if you're angry for an extended period of time, you will find resonance with other elements and aspects of reality, people, environments, health, etc., that resonate at the sort of energy that state of consciousness matches most closely. You will attract whatever is in harmony with the most dominant thoughts that you have. Now, think about that. That makes perfect sense. So if you're always angry and agitated at the world will continually provide you with things to be angry and agitated about. Now, I must cry guilty here because things seem to happen to me. Take the infamous shed as a studio project. I've had so many snafus happen with that project in the past 8 months that now I expect there to be problems. I no longer expect anything about that project to proceed forward as normal. So what I'm doing is I'm sabotaging it before it even has a chance. But I can control that. You can control that. It's amazing. We are so powerful, and the enemy does not want us to know this at all. Because we have that little bit of the Creator in us. And just that little bit of the Creator, call it a consciousness, call it a soul, whatever word you choose to use, is so powerful, folks. You have no idea how powerful it is because you've been taught not to know how powerful it is, if that makes sense. Anyway, I thought this was great, a thought audit. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try to watch what I think, watch what I say, because I talk to myself a lot. Call it a weakness. I do. I guess I need to watch what I say to myself. Anyway, be that as it may, let's hit this big break. Oh, wait, I've still got 2 minutes left. What am I saying? I've still got time to fill you in on a bunch of other stuff. So let's see what else we got here. We've talked about that. We've talked about that. Know you not, this is Satan's world. This is some of Stuart Best stuff. I love Stuart Best. Earth is the planet of the living dead. Mankind is fallen, and it is too real if one begins to search out the truth of it all. You were born into a delusion. You live in a delusion, and you will die in a delusion if you don't wake up and extract yourself from it. You are born with a veil over your mind. You live with a veil over your mind, and you will die with a veil over your mind if you don't wake up and extract yourself and remove that veil. Isaiah 64, 6-8, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. So how does one stir themselves up to lay hold of the Lord? Jesus told us how. He said, ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, and continue in his doctrine, and you will find the truth, and the truth will set you free. But few will undertake this adventure, and thus few are saved. Jesus did it all for us. All we need to do is believe and have faith in his unfinished work, and you bring another gospel and another Christ. So then why did Jesus say this, and further, why don't you believe him if you're a true Christian? Luke 9:22-24, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. And he saith to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life